I'm here with Martin Richards. So Martin, last season was a brilliant one for the club. What did you make of it from being an integral part of it?
Yeah, on a personal note, probably my best season I've had, and I think on the club note, as long as I've been here in the last 7 years, it's been the best season we've had. Started from day one, we just took each game as it came and we didn't look too far ahead, and we had a very good season, obviously losing that once against Doncaster in the league.
And next season, with the chance of going for promotion, do you feel as though the side's ready and can challenge the likes of Bradford?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're more than ready. I think we was ready last year, even though it was only a part-time club, but with the full-time training and with a few new additions to our squad, I think we're more than capable of getting in that middle eight, and just we're not too confident, but we'll have a good go in that middle eight, and we'll see what happens.
You've said you've been here at the club 7 years. Over that 7 years, quite a lot happened. Moved into the new stadium, you've had a bit of financial trouble, and now you've turned professional. What's it like to be part of?
Oh yeah, it's brilliant, especially for me as a hometown lad. I grew up watching Lee at Hilton Park, and I'm a little bit gutted I never played for the first team at Hilton Park. I played for the academy, but I went away for a few seasons, and then when I came, but don't get me wrong, come back and play at this stadium is brilliant, and just hopefully we can get more fans and fill it up, and it's really good to play for them.
You've been playing half back with Ryan Brightley this year. What's it like to play with somebody like him?
Difficult. It's easy for him, but it's difficult for me. No, he's come on leaps and bounds, Ryan. When he first came, he was still pretty new to trying to, obviously to our structures, but to playing at open age rugby, and he's learned a lot. And I think Ryan's not the full potential player yet. I don't think he's anywhere near what he'll be. I thought when he does become the player he will be, he'll not be scoring as many tries as he does, but I think he'll be offering a lot more to the team, and people will start noticing that, and I think that's when he can maybe move on and go to greater things.
You've been doing the goal kicking for a couple of years now, and you see this year you've got it pretty good. Is there any secret to it?
No. I had a practice today and I weren't too good. I started practicing the other year when Mick Nanning left, and I thought, I've always been a goal kicker, so I thought I want it back, and I knew Greg McNally was signing, he kicks goals. So I went practicing, and then I wasn't kicking too good, so I thought I'll stop practicing, and I stopped practicing last year. I very rarely practiced last year and ended up with about 80%, so hopefully I can do the same again next year.